For weeks, Delaware hospitals have been planning for the spread of the virus while restricting visitors and screening everyone who walks through the door for signs of COVID-19. But in recent days, as the virus spreads in Delaware and across the country, efforts have ramped up to prepare hospitals for a surge of patients that may test the state's capacity. These include working to find locations for more hospital beds and coming up with ways to conserve and obtain more resources like masks and ventilators. Delaware Healthcare Association President and CEO Wayne Smith.
All the hospitals are not only working in their own planning internally for surge capacity and space capacity additions, but also working with DEMA on a statewide basis to help identify not only the needs, but potential locations for additional beds, and also to look to maximize ICU room type setups, as well as ventilator unit capacity.
Several health systems are using non-traditional parts of their hospitals to add more ICU beds. They're also setting up tents and trailers outside to create more space for patients. And sites like the old Milford General Hospital are being considered in the event even more space is needed. The hospitals are also in various stages of setting up testing sites up and down the state. Bay Health has set up a call line for testing. Medical Director John Fink says Bay Health is triaging patients that call in to determine which ones get a prescription for a test. The health system then holds drive-up testing events twice a week in Dover.
Right now we're holding them across town, Dover Downs. They've been kind enough to have us use some of their space behind the racetrack, and so we're testing there. We've done, I think, a total of three different dates so far. We've tested over 400 people, and the call center has taken over 1,000 calls at this point over the 7 days that we've been in existence.
Fink says Bay Health and other Delaware health systems are also looking to add medical students and retired physicians to their hospital staff as allowed by the state's public health emergency order. And in recent days, health systems suspended surgeries and other procedures deemed non-essential or moved them off-site. These could even include some minor cancer surgeries. In an email, a spokesperson for BB Healthcare said whether or not a cancer surgery would be canceled depends on each individual's diagnosis and treatment plan, which would be discussed by the care team, surgeon, and patient with their best interests of health in mind. Nanticoke Memorial Hospital President Penny Short says her hospital suspended non-essential procedures as of Monday.
Pulmonary function studies, physical therapy. We moved lab draws off campus because there certainly is still needs for that. But yes, we're looking at all non-essential testing to be canceled or done outside the hospital if possible.
Nanticoke is a small hospital in rural Sussex County. Financial challenges led to its merger with Peninsula Regional Health System at the start of the year. Short says she expects the impact of the coronavirus pandemic to add financial strain to the hospital.
I can tell you it will be significant, but right now our focus on is preparing the staff and making sure we have the capacity to care for the community and are able to keep them and our staff safe.
Delaware saw its largest single-day jumps in COVID-19 cases this week, with 31 cases announced Monday and then 17 more on Tuesday. With reports of overwhelmed hospitals in other parts of the world and in other states, John Fink says Delaware hospitals are having conversations around triage policies to prepare for the expected surge of patients in the coming weeks.
It's not what any of us went into this for. We went into healthcare to take care of people and not have to decide how not to take care of people. And so that's never a decision we want to have to make. So we recognize that if it gets to that point, we will have to have some kind of decisions. But we're still hoping that the public can come through for us and allow us to not have to make that call.
All state hospitals are currently coordinating efforts with the Delaware Emergency Management Agency. Governor John Carney's state of emergency order allows that agency to deploy the National Guard if needed to assist with those efforts. DEMA Director A.J. Shaw says about 7 Guard members are already deployed in Delaware and more could be needed in the coming weeks.
A handful of members that are assisting us at the Emergency Operations Center. There's some that are working on this surge plan as well. We'll definitely use them when need be for a number of functions, whether it's transporting individuals, equipment, whether it's setting up a facility to be a known alternate care facilities.
Despite all preparations being made by hospitals and their partners, health officials say the best line of defense against overwhelming Delaware's healthcare system is for people to practice social distancing. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.